Yo.
It is Nick and Yo.
It literally is.
And this is DJ Nikki.
First of all.
Oh, wait, what?
Okay, yeah. This is DJ Nikki Jo.
And you are listening to
91.5 FM WFMO.
Medford Tufts Free Form Radio.
Get lit. It is 2:07 in the morning.
Thank you to all of our fans for listening and tuning in. We couldn't do it without you.
It's literally so true.
We actually couldn't do it without you. But, literally appreciate all of you.
At the same time, we could do it without
we
you.
We actually literally
we
could
literally,
do it with zero.
We would actually talk about more salacious things if you weren't here.
Mm-hmm.
But that would just be a conversation.
Yeah. Last time, I feel like we still got into it.
We did get into it.
I don't know if
it.
I should do that again.
No, I actually, we were discussing off air what we should get into today. And first of all, the first thing we did come up with was birthdays. So happy birthday, Maria.
Maria Clark. Shout
You're
out.
Not supposed to first name, last name.
Oh.
Maria Redacted.
Maria Redacted.
It is her 21st birthday. Or it actually no longer is, unfortunately, but it was,
and that's
when
20,
we were thinking about this.
21 years of Maria blessing us on this earth.
Literally so true.
Literally blessing us.
We have some thoughts today.
Yeah, we're going to talk about, I don't know, some stuff.
Some stuff. But we'll get back to the music. That was Dear Stranger by an artist that I actually can't say on air legally.
Yeah, no swears.
STRFKR.
You do the
math.
The math. My friend Ryder, tangent. My friend Ryder also has a radio show.
Do you think he's tuning in?
No. Actually, you know, I need to call him. He goes to school. He goes to school in Canada. He's
McGill?
One of those friends. No.
Oh.
Saint Xavier's.
Wow.
He's in Nova Scotia.
He goes to school in Nova Scotia.
And he's one of those friends that like I don't talk to like ever. But then when I see him and it's like fun and fine, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's a close friend. But no, he actually is.
And then, yeah, I know.
but he has a radio show.
Uh-huh.
And every like whatever day it is, I think it's like Tuesday or something, he puts like the time and he's like, oh whatever, 8 Eastern time. The point of the story is that he puts on his Instagram story, you do the math for everywhere else. And that's my long-winded way of saying.
That
was the moral of the story.
We should have our listeners do some math. We'll figure that out when a song is playing.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're gonna let some songs play. Just literally, like, yeah.
To gather ourselves.
All right. Bye.
Check. 1, 2. I know what it's like to lose. Do you? Do you? Have you ever loved someone? Then lost that one. You can't even call their phone. You can't even ask how the day was. Nothing in life's guaranteed. You'll see. I'm not being difficult. I just see things differently. When I say I wanna see you, that means something deeper to me. I've been missing you for 10,000 hours. I cannot let go. 10,000 memories. I've been missing you for 10,000 hours. Yeah, I cannot let go. 10,000 memories. Have you ever loved someone? Then lost that one? Have you ever missed someone that ain't coming back? You can't even tell that one. Cause they're not here to hear it. Do you hear me? Nothing in life's getting. I just say things differently. You don't see the urgency. That really worries me. The problem is that we think naturally. We have time, but you're fine. Anything can happen. Don't take it for granted, you know. I've been missing you for 10,000 hours. I cannot let go. 10,000 memories. I've been missing you for 10,000 hours. I cannot let go. 10,000 memories.
Thinking back on some good times we had with some bad people, like I should have saw she was see-through or he was evil, like I wasted my good experience with these people, like guess it was meant to be, you was teaching me life. So only half that memory's worthwhile. We had beef, but at least there's the birth of a child. Cool and flippant, reminiscing bad times with good people's terrific. Beautifully different, cause we still kick it. You said we can't be intimate, you said we can't go there. If this thing is going nowhere, it's so weird, now it's cold. Thought I had control, thought I took your soul. Nah, I took your mind and engraved my name. You told me that my mind is your favorite place to hang. 10,000 hours turned to 10,000 bridal flowers. What was mine is ours. How many soulmates we get in this lifetime? Right now's the right time. You the wife kind.
I spent your whole life trying to find all of as good as the time we had. We had. Every person that comes in your life here for a limited time. So be fair. Be there. Always planning, never manifesting. Father, please help me send him this message. Always planning, never manifesting. Father, please help me send him this message.
Heartbroken, time after time, it's been mind over shattered. Nobody could see my shame. Nobody should live this way. Cause one man's flaw is another man's power, is another girl's new beginning. And your money is no good. In my tempo, in my tempo, I've been had the sauce, I've been had the sauce. I put it to work when my daddy got lost, until I got lost in, lost in, ooh, ooh, lost in, ooh, ooh, lost in, ooh, lost in, ooh. Lost in, I got lost in. Back and forth between ups and downs, skin in my teeth to make up for the loss. But you already knew that it was written. One man's loss is another man's prowess, is another girl's new beginning. And their money is no good, yeah. And my tempo don't match my tempo.
I bet the sauce, I bet the sauce. Vacation at work, got my niggas involved. Divided the cost, now we lost. Lost in the new. Lost in blue. Scared money don't make no friends. Good press don't make good business. Good love don't make no sense. Rich niggas don't make no sense at all. Lost in you. Lost in you.
Yo. We are back.
You only turned your mic on.
Oh, wait, no, your mic's on.
My mic is on?
I can hear you.
Oh my god, it's crazy.
Right, can you hear yourself?
Yeah, okay. I can hear myself. Cool. It's insane. We had some thoughts in our minds in that brief little interlude.
We decided to pick a fun topic. The topic is our social lives.
The topic is our social lives. Because someone was telling... Actually, multiple people have told me recently that they think our grade is very social. Or not even social, just like socially cohesive.
Mm.
In the sense that people just know each other more. Which yeah, I don't know.
I feel like... I mean, maybe within our own, like, extended friend group. Which I feel like is, like, pretty... It's, like, pretty far-reaching and broad. No, but I don't know. Not everyone's, like, close, but everyone kind of has
everyone
a general
kind of
idea of who
each other
is. And, like, we've been to similar, you know, functions and such. So, yeah, maybe they're right.
But...
It reminds me of, like... I feel like everyone senior year of high school was like, guys, we need to become closer with everyone. We all know each other.
But I personally...
Did you do that?
I personally wanted to leave high school.
It was kind of fun, like, for a hot minute.
Yeah, actually, I liked how everyone was like... I actually agree with that in the sense that, like, I hated high school, and then second semester senior year, I was like, wait.
Wait, I love all you guys.
Wait, guys.
Maybe it will be like that senior year too.
So much.
Year.
I don't know. I feel like I also feel like it's an unfair categorization as a person who's just like randomly in a bunch of different things. It makes it seem like our grade is more cohesive because I'm like have a little toe in like a bunch of little groups.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's not like indicative of our grade. Well, actually, I guess our grade does do, like, weird things. Like, weird, like, big group things. Like, we can gather a group.
Yeah, yeah. No,
we're good
think
at
so.
Gathering a mass. Like Vermont.
Like Vermont. Literally like Vermont. And obviously there's, like, people in our... We're going to talk about Vermont. Don't even worry.
Nick and I are going to Vermont.
But, yeah, and obviously there's, like, people I, like, just don't know.
Yeah, normal well, is not knowing people.
Like, I feel like I see someone every day, and I'm like, oh.
Well, yeah, but you see someone every day, and you learn that they're in our grade.
Like, no. But I feel like if I, like, just looking at random strangers, I feel like there's a chance they could be in our grade.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I feel like freshman year, I thought I was like, I know everyone in our grade.
Yeah.
And I knew, like, 30 people.
Mm-hmm.
The umbrella.
All right, let's talk about Vermont.
Let's freaking talk about Vermont. Well, kind of antithetical to everything we've been talking about. One of my friends...
You know what I still need to do?
Fucking... Oh my God, this is the second time. Jeez.
Can
you do it?
I need to pay.
I know, you should. You need to do it.
Yeah.
You must do it. Not me swearing on air again.
The WMFO... WMFO gods are gonna strike Yael down.
I know.
It's okay.
I know. Are you excited for?
I am.
Our additional, I guess, kind of unhinged thing that our grade does.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't happen the year above us.
Trips to Vermont.
No. Are you excited for the formal?
Oh, the one Kiara's house.
Yeah, not Kiara's.
Not
house. Liv's house.
Yeah. Yeah. Will I be pulling up with a date? No.
For context, our friend is throwing a formal, and she invited maybe 150 people.
But wait, when is that?
On Saturday night. This Saturday night. Formal.
Okay.
You're invited to formal.
No.
I'm going to look...
I know you're going to look good. I just don't have any formal clothes. You know?
Alan and Jordan were thinking about renting a tux.
Like, that just could never be me. Literally never be me.
You should, you don't have, like a suit jacket?
Like, no. Isn't that weird? And I'm just, and all the ones that I do have, like, from home, they're, like, either oversized or too small. Like, I actually look just, like, bad in all of them.
Like,
so I'm, like,
kind
of scared to show up to,
like,
this formal.
I want you to show up in, like, an extremely oversized suit. Yeah. You have to be stunting.
I know.
Even if you're not in a suit, you have to look fashionable, presentable.
No, yeah.
It's got to be done up.
I know it's got to be done up.
I'm going to wear my brown dress.
I know. I knew you were going to wear that. I literally knew. I know. What am I going to wear? Like my black shirt with like pants? You know?
With pants?
Like with like, I feel like I look good every day. I'm kidding. I'm really kidding, guys. No, but I don't know. I just like that kind of, I need to invest in that. In a nice suit.
Yeah. Or like even like.
Like I don't even have a white
like
button.
Like just
up.
A sports coat.
Yeah. No.
You don't need a matching top and bottom. You just need a sports coat and some slacks.
Yeah, no. You're right.
But you won't be wearing that in Vermont.
No. No.
For
how,
context,
wait, how many people are going?
At least 30.
Not Vermont. The other one.
Also at least 30, but probably it's kind of open invite.
Okay.
I mean, to anyone who doesn't know these people, please don't pull up as we're advertising this on air.
to the 13 people that are listening.
To the 13 people who are listening, you might not be invited. You might be.
You literally might be.
If you're a junior at Tufts University.
Anyway.
Long story short.
I'm going to try to go to that. You know who, but I might go up to New Hampshire. Not. Not to colonize POC weekend, but to Maria wants to go to a brewery for a birthday.
Oh.
An endless birthday celebration.
Wow.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
So
like a day trip.
But I think it would be a day trip, and even if it was a day trip, I would be back by night. Right?
Yeah, because Emma's going.
Oh.
So yeah. Literally, don't sweat it.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Wait, Emma's going with Maria.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
And she's going to formal.
Okay. Well, there you go. problem solved.
Literally problem solved. And Emma literally lives there. So she'll be there no matter what.
Yeah.
But long story short is that Nick and I, well, I personally have already, I paid $90. Nick has to pay $90.
Yeah.
To stay... in a very expensive Airbnb with 30 of our just very closest friends.
Yeah, I remember Yael showing me like a quick little, you know,
list.
Overview. Well, that, but also just the Airbnb.
The concept?
It
the
was
concept.
Like a family compound. That was
it's,
the name of it.
We're staying in a compound.
A compound.
For two nights. With literally the most interesting group of people.
Yeah, I'm excited to just... You know, I'm not, like, close... I'm not the closest with everyone there. I mean, I have my girls, you know? Yael included. But I'm just there for the material that I'm going to get after this.
No,
there's
I think
gonna
it's...
It's going to be crazy.
I think it's going to be crazy.
Like, it's
going to
be crazy.
Movie.
No, but it will be... I think it will be interesting.
I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be funny.
Funny.
At the very least.
No, it's going to be really funny.
and...
But yeah, no, I need to send that in.
You need to send that in.
But I'm also excited to be in Vermont.
Me too. I was
like,
thinking
I love
that.
Vermont.
I'm sad that it's past peak foliage.
I know. Vermont, not that I've been to a lot of states, but Vermont, like, I don't
know.
We
list every state that we've been to from memory.
I've been to New England and Florida.
Like New England and Florida.
New England and
all
Florida.
All of New England? I guess I've been
feel
to
like,
all of New
right?
England.
What? Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I've been to,
I've been to Montana.
Hmm. You see the mountain goats?
Not mountain
glacier.
Goats. Glacier? Bison. You said, welcome
I know,
to Montana.
I don't know why.
Home of the mountain goats and the glacier.
I've always been obsessed with Montana, too.
Can never I tell you that? Did I ever say I was obsessed with Montana.
I would always, like, do, like, do you ever have, like a national park, like, project?
No,
I don't think I did make
a paper mache structure representation of the New York Botanical Gardens. And I got into such a big fight with my best friend from elementary school, Coco, because we ended up doing the same thing and mine looked better than hers, but I stole her idea.
So
I was actually a bad friend. It's the moral of the story.
Yeah. Sometimes I think a strategy of like how to like pursue schoolwork sometimes is just to like, you know, get other people's ideas and make it better.
Get
it
done. Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, speaking of Montana, I did a national park project on Glacier National Park.
Really? I saw the bison. They were so big and scary.
Did you know that like a lot more people die from like bison per year instead of like bears or something? It's true.
Are we like counting all different kinds of bears? Because a grizzly bear will kill you.
No, I know. I think it is including grizzly bears.
Are you spreading false information on the radio?
Misinformation? No, I think that's true. Because
you heard it here first.
Because they get like startled or like car accidents, you know.
Bison are literally huge.
Used to be everywhere. That's a tragedy.
People do not talk enough about the existence of megafauna, like on this earth. Everyone's like, oh yeah, there was like a fucking, oh my god, there was a there was a mammal that was like literally 20 times the size of us, and there were mega plants that were like literally made us seem tiny, and then everything got smaller.
Yeah.
And nobody's talking about how things used to be big.
And you know why they used to be big?
Why?
Well, I don't... Okay, this is one thing I heard. It's because there was more oxygen.
Really?
Yeah. More oxygen in the air.
And Nick is just spouting information, and I have no way of confirming if it's true.
No, guys, but I swear. I literally swear. I think it was there's like 20% oxygen or something.
How much is there usually? That seems low.
I don't know, or like... I don't know what the atmospheric like composition is, but I feel like a rough figure was like the atmosphere was like 20% oxygen.
And
maybe there was
high.
Just 20% more oxygen. One of those two.
We're gonna have to fact check this on some time off.
And that's why they were bigger.
Wow.
One of the reasons, maybe then.
That's fascinating. Should we
And did you know oxygen? Last fact of the night. Literally last fact of the night.
No, there can be more facts. But the last fact of this segment, little session.
Yeah.
That
one of the extinctions on Earth was caused by oxygen, and just in general.
How so?
I think like when in life's evolution.
Life's evolution?
Yeah. Bacteria started to, you know, make oxygen and photosynthesize and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And the oxygen in there like poisoned everything.
It was like too pure. It's like pure water.
It was like,
or like DI water.
DIY.
Not DIY. This is actually the opposite of DIY water.
Just the oxygen, extra oxygen.
Deionized water.
Deionized water. Does that?
I think you can't drink it. It's like too pure. Like you need a little bit of like schmutz
really?
In there.
Wait, no, guys, one more story. There was this soda. Freshman year, me and Yael go down.
Oh my god!
I don't know. I feel like it was like a late night.
It was a late hour. It was
doing
like this.
Homework.
We were sitting in
greasy.
The Miller common room, absolutely the greasiest, and we're like, you know what I think would be really good right now?
Or ginger
a
ale.
Nice cold ginger ale from the vending machine.
And we get this ginger ale, just you know. Expecting it to be like refreshing and nice.
Yeah.
And we open it and like, well, okay, we open it and it was like, I think it was fine, but we took a sip and was the most
carbonated ginger ale.
No, like,
it was like painful,
like burning
like,
your mouth.
Like we both like were
the
coughing.
Spiciest ginger ale I've ever had in my life.
And like, I'm not a person who likes to exaggerate on the spiciness of things. But this is, like, this is intense. This is, like, a full-body reaction.
And that's why I don't really like soda sometimes. It's just too carbonated.
I'm not a soda... I never grew up as a soda drinker. I'm not a soda drinker. I like seltzer. And I know that's a hot take, but I'm a native New Yorker. I gotta drink seltzer.
Yeah, I didn't know seltzer came from New York.
Yeah, you know...
Well, did it come from New York?
I just feel know like it had like strongly an old identified origin. With New York.
Yeah.
You want to hear something crazy? I had a seltzer delivery man when I was younger, like a milkman.
Yeah. I watched a YouTube video on it.
Really?
Yeah, it was like New York's like oldest seltzer delivery. I'm not even lying. I just remember watching like a This World
that
video.
Was my life. I lived that. Yeah. But the seltzer delivery guy, he was like one of the last ones around. So he was really shitty because no one else had anywhere to get their seltzer bottles. And so this man would just like not show up.
Yeah.
And I can't remember his name, but my parents were like describing him. And I like completely omitted that from my childhood, that the seltzer man was like crazy.
You ever have a milkman?
No.
Did you? I had a milkman.
You had a milkman?
I had a milkman, yeah. We had this little box. It was cow. It had a like cow print on it.
You having a milkman is the most on-brand thing. For any listeners who are new here, Nick is from Rhode Island, and he's just like a little lad.
Yeah.
So like him having a milkman is like butter and toast.
No, I get
like
it.
Peanut butter and jelly. Like apple and pie.
It was called Monroe Dairy.
Monroe Dairy. And they would. And there was like a milkman. Did he have a little costume on? Like a little.
And you know what the truck was? It was a cute little like cow. It was like a cow print truck. And we had a cow print little like little box.
Wow.
Where they would put the milk in.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Wow. So that was I don't know how we got from extinction.
That's just the power of radio.
Mm. Yeah, the power of radio.
I've been listening to a lot of podcasts recently, which we can get.
I haven't. You know what one I listened to over the...
Which one? No, I was just saying you should listen to The Daily.
Oh, I like The Daily. I used to listen to The Daily a lot.
I have recently realized that they do like Sunday reads of just like actual articles. Like, I didn't realize that's what the Sunday...
Oh, the special Sunday edition, yeah.
Yeah. It's literally like they take an article from The Times mm-hmm. and they just like read it like an audiobook. And those I really like.
Yeah. Yeah, they're usually long too.
Yeah, I always skip over them because mm-hmm. I didn't like understand what they were.
Yeah.
But I just listened to the one on sharks in Cape Cod.
Oh.
And it's...
For context, Yael actually...
Has a house in Cape Cod.
So yeah.
She knows about the sharks.
She knows about the sharks on the dunes.
But they were talking... The sharks are on the dunes?
off the dunes.
Niklaus.
The dunes in Cape Cod are crazy.
Yeah. Well, they're eroding. I'm actually writing a paper on that for my favorite class in environment and technology with Anne Marie. But I recommend listening to the Sunday read of the sharks on Cape Cod.
Mm-hmm.
It was fascinating. And a beach right by my house, Newcomb Hollow, featured where a guy died from shark attack.
Wow.
Which is a crazy
recently,
true fact.
Or no?
A few years ago.
Okay, yeah.
But I remember when it happened.
It's rare.
It's increasing because the seal populations are getting really high. Because you're not allowed to, like... And you're also not allowed to cull...
Cull seals?
Seals or sharks.
That's such
because they're
aggressive
both protected.
Word, cull.
Cull.
Ugh. I don't like it. But you know what podcast I listened to over the summer?
Hmm.
When I was... monitoring the bumblebees out at...
Nick was a bumblebee farmer this summer.
a bumblebee scientist. Scientist is a loose word. I was identifying species of bumblebees for a lab here at Tufts. But I listened to this podcast called Ologies. You ever listen to it?
No.
It's about like a random like topics of science.
Really? So that's like Radiolab.
Yeah.
Or Hidden Brain. Maybe Hidden Brain too.
Oh,
what's it called?
Ologies.
Ologies.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
An ology.
They
had like random episodes like whatever the ology for shark is, or there was a firefly one I listened to with a professor from Tufts.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. I also recommend like the first few seasons of More Perfect.
What's that?
So it's talking about the Supreme Court, and so it goes through different Supreme Court cases and like the background and like their role and like the evolution of the court. And as someone who didn't know anything about the Supreme Court, it was really interesting, and it's like produced really interestingly. Like, I don't know, it like has like good sounds.
No, yeah. I bet. Wait, what's the name of this podcast called?
More Perfect.
More Perfect. Okay. I'll write it down.
Yeah. All right. Should we listen to a few more tunes before we...
We do a little wrap-up session?
Dua Lipa.
Ooh. What's your password? I'll slide it over to you.
Yeah. Not me. About to announce my computer password to the world.
In the meantime, while we're setting up music, listen to my voice.
Literally so true. I love listening to Nick's voice. Okay.
You know, just put music. Just put music.
Okay, we're good to go. Hit it, babes. Peace out, Girl Scouts.
Love is never selfish. 100 stacks, all in cash, got the bag on me. Big dog, I'm a boss, type of energy. Got the club going up, they all fuck with me. Champagne and Ciroc, get some Hennessy. If you keep on making problems, you gotta leave. Got the club going up, and they fuck with me. You came in the wrong place. You know what you like, girl, you know you wanna stay. Them girls, they be tired, they too busy being fake. And I don't fuck with that shit. Girl, you know you should be living your life. You know that you got it. Mercedes, you driving. You should be excited. Three shots of that white, we finally vibing. Oh yeah. The way you work in them red bottom heels, girl, that's heavenly.
Thank you. Yo.
We're back.
We're literally back. with our very own, just kidding, not our very own, but a PSA from our friends at the Advertising Council. So, you know, millions of kids are using their energy wisely by installing energy-saving light bulbs. Did you know that?
No, that's great.
It only takes a second. So what's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council and WMFO.
Lose your excuse.
Lose
your excuse.
Lose your
excuse.
I'm going
to start saying that to people. Lose your
excuse.
I think
you should. You know, you have people that you could say that to.
I actually do.
Which is a topic that we didn't have a chance to really...
to get to.
To investigate in depth.
But you know... I feel like I just screamed. Like now. We were just listening to Headaches by Ravina, everyone.
This man is giving you headaches.
I was... Yeah. I was driving in the car yesterday with Jill. And we were listening to Ravina singing her Headaches, and there was this, what's the line, it's like, I'm the kind of girl that won't F you up, I'm the kind of girl who loves too much. I'm the kind of girl who loves too much.
You really are.
And that's
and they don't deserve you.
That's the moral of the story.
You know, recently I've been a girl who loves a lot, and it's really weird for me.
Yeah. No, it's crazy.
It's crazy for me. Because you know me, I'm not like that, per se.
Per se. But I love you.
I love you, too.
Aw. What a sweet ending.
What a literally sweet ending.
We'll talk more, though. We'll talk more about it.
Oh, yeah. The nice thing about Nick is that we're friends in person, so I get to hear this drama off air. Not to flex.
I know. It's kind of liberating to just talk about on air. But I feel like that's rude.
Yeah. Well, we can get into it next week.
Well, we can talk about it more next week.
Should we end just one more song before we go?
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to say? Any parting words?
Have a great week.
Literally
have
a great
week. I feel like this week sucks.
This week.
I opened my planner, which is actually multi-purpose. It's a planner.
Is it a diary?
It's a diary.
Not the diary and the planner
and
one.
I'll just say this quick. When I was younger, I used to religiously account.
He used to write down the weather in the world news.
The weather. I mean, temperature.
Literally temperature.
The temperature. High and low.
He would do one news headline for every day. And sometimes it was U.S. bombs, mosque in Afghanistan. And you were literally in high school, and you were just writing that shit down.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God.
I was like, this is going to be, the annals of history.
Back it up. Literally, I can't
We're over
you.
That. But I still write, deeply personal things sometimes in there, and then I'm opening it in my middle of class, and people can read those while looking at, oh, I have to do my Portuguese project today.
Literally.
And the point of this story was I opened my agenda and I realized I had 3 tests this week. So
and you also saw some sort of drama that you unpacked.
Anyway, have a great
hollering.
Week.
Have a great week. Unless you're Nick.
Hooten and holler.
Hooten
yeah,
and holler.
I'm going to have a good week one day.
One day we'll have a good week. And we'll tell you about it.
And we'll literally tell you about it.
All right. And on that, this is Escalator by Rit Momney. It's from his new album.
I always
Which was
that.
Produced by one of my former camp counselors. Fun fact.
I'm always Mitt
no
Romney.
No one's talking about this.